Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But God is strong. Now, what I want you to know is Paul was faced with a lot of things in his life. We know that God even gave Paul a thorn in his flesh. Some theologians, you know, argue what it is. We don't know what it is. But whatever it is, he had a problem in the flesh. And he besought the Lord how many times? Three times. The Bible says he besought the Lord three times to remove this thorn from his flesh.
From my side.
From my side. But what did the Lord say? Tell us what did the Lord say. What did the Lord say? My grace is sufficient for thee. Well, I'm telling you, when we have some infirmity about our body, of course we want to get better. Of course we want to be as we were. But God says it may be your ministry. He says, I am going to demonstrate my grace and my power in your weakness. The things that you do, people are going to say, how did you do it? And you, what are you going to say? It was nothing but the glory of God. See, remember, he put this ministry of reconciliation in an earthen vessel. It's weak. It has infirmities about it. It's going to die. But what he wants you to know, that in when I'm weak, then am I strong. So don't look at your situation as, oh, woe is me, but look at it. What can I do for Jesus in the midst of my situation? Paul was in prison, but yet he wrote letters of encouragement to the Christians. To, hey, I'm in bond, I can't move, but guess what? I can still talk about Jesus. This is what Paul did. So even though he was, let's see what Paul says himself here. He says, we are troubled on every side. Have you ever been like that? You turn to the left, there's trouble. You turn to the right, there's trouble. Paul say we was troubled on every side. And he just didn't say himself, he said we, he included it. But whenever you can't turn to the right, whenever you can't turn to the left, what can you do? Look up. Look up. Praise be to God. Paul was stuck in prison, but boy, he looked up to God and he encouraged people by the word of God. So if you're only trapped by your mind, don't be trapped by your situation or your physical circumstances. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Listen to this. He also says, Paul said, I'm troubled on every side, yet not distressed. In other words, he's not going to stress over it because he knows he can't handle it. He knows that Jesus Christ is going to handle it. So he's troubled, but yet he is not distressed. In other words, he is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. And that's what we need to be. When we're troubled on every side, we need to simply trust God. And then he says this, we are perplexed, but not in despair. That means we don't know what's going on. Why is all this stuff happening? We're perplexed. We're confused. But we're not going to be in despair that there's no hope. There's always hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give up hope. Because Jesus Christ, as he sung today, is always standing by. So don't worry. Jesus Christ is always standing by. And listen to this, verse 9 says, persecuted, but not forsaken. Let me tell you something. If you are going to do what Jesus Christ asked you to do, you're going to be persecuted. Did not he say?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.